We read the first part of the Shulchan Aruch inside, but to recap, piece of Isser falls into Heter. You estimate the amount of Heter that's needed to be Mevatel by taking the whole volume of the Isser and multiplying it by 60. Now, we also learned if you have a Kedera, a pot that has Tam of Isser in it, or a Kaf, a spoon that has Tam of Isser in it, so the shear is going to be determined by the amount of Isser that's in the Kaf, that's in the spoon, or that's in the Dofni HaKedera that's in the sides of the pot. And the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't matter what material the pot is made of. Now, since we have no idea how much Isser went in such a case, you have to be Meshayer, you have to estimate the amount of Heter as being 60 times the entire volume of the spoon or the pot. The Ramah said that that's only if the spoon or the pot acquired the Tam Isser through Resichas Eish, which we said means either cooking or roasting, or the Badei Shulchan adds, if you heat up the pot and the pot is hot, so then you have to take the amount of the whole volume of the pot against the heter in the pot. The amount that's in the walls of the pot versus the amount of food in the pot. However, if we're not talking about cooking or frying or roasting, but we're talking about, let's say, you have heter in the pot and then you salt the sides of the pot, melicha, so we say that there's only a kedei klipa, a shell's worth of volume. The exterior shell becomes full of volume, and therefore that's all that you have to use in your estimation of how much Isser is going to come out of the sides of the pot or out of the spoon. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh mi shemachmir b'kaf shematches l'hatzrich samach neged kulay, that if you have a metal spoon that you need 60 against the whole volume of the spoon, even if you only put in part of the spoon, because there's a swara of cham mitzasa cham kulay. Once you heat the bottom part of the spoon, the heat of the tavshil, of the food, goes throughout the whole spoon, and it causes the tam from the whole spoon to immerse in the food. Except that he phrased that as yesh misha machmir, and the Ramah adds v'noyagim kesvar rishayna, that we don't worry about cham mitzaso cham kulo. Now the case of cham mitzaso cham kulo is when you take a cold spoon and put it in a hot pot, a pot of hot food. But let's say you have a pot, a hot pot, and the food only goes halfway up the side of the kedera. So then you can use the whole Dofni HaKedera to assess how much Isser is going into the food. That's because there's a very big difference between Cham Mitzaso Cham Kulo, when only the food is hot, to, in this case, where both the food is hot and the Dofni HaKedera is hot, and therefore the heat goes out the Dofni HaKedera and pulls out Tam from the whole volume of the pot. What if the Isser went in through Kavush? The Shach says that if the Isser went in through Kavush, the whole pot becomes Usser, and the volume of the walls of the pot need to be Nizvatel by 60 in the Tavshil if you're cooking with that pot. However, says the Shach, if you pour hot Isser on the walls of the pot and then you cook in that pot, we only assume a klipa's worth of tam went into the walls of the pot, and that's what you need shishim to counteract. we said in the Ramah that Rsichas Malicha only asers Kadei Klipa. The Shach points out that that's also in a case where the Ramah had already told us that we don't know these days how to differentiate between an Isser Kochush and an Isser Shuvan. But says the Shach, that's only with meat. But if the Bliya goes into the pot through Malicha, we're not machmir to say that even with the meat that's kachush, that the tam will spread throughout the whole wall of the kedera, but only kedei klipa. However, if it's shamein, says the shach, we assume that it's mafafeya in the whole klipa. Let's continue in the second ramah. Chol iser shemavatlin b'shishim. Any iser that you nullify in 60, imakiro, if it's still recognizable, tzorach lasir misham, it needs to be discarded from the pot. Afa gav dekvarnis batal taimi b'shishim. Even though its tam became nullified in 60, but the mamish, the actual foodstuff, if it's still floating in the pot, needs to be discarded. Not only that, Ulochain says the Ramah, Im Nafach Chol of the Teicha Tavshil. Im Nafach Chol of the Teicha Tavshil. If that gets subsumed in the food, then it's Batal Taima B'Shishim, and the Tam Chelev gets Batal B'Shishim. In the dish that was cooked, Tzorach Litein Shamayim Tzoninim. You need to pour cold water into the pot. V'teva chelev v'hakfi, the chelev becomes solidified. V'lotz of lamala al hamayim, and fat floats on water. V'yisirenim yisham, and he can shom off the fat. At that point, demachad afshav asirai, since it's possible to remove the fat that's not kosher. It's the same thing as a piece of fat independently floating around in the soup, which is more than shishim times the piece of fat. But since havik ilu makiro, it's recognizable, tzarech lasir mishama needs to be removed. The Prima Gadim raises the question, do you need to do this pouring of cold water if the cold water is going to ruin the soup? Because at this point it's batal. But since the Ramah says that it's ilu makira, the fact that it can be separated out is as if maybe the Ramah means it's as if it's now hukar ha'isser. The isser is freestanding. Or do we say no? Do we say when there's a hafsid that's only a good idea? But if there's a hafsid, we leave it as is, and bittel is bittel. I am Prima Gadim. Isushin is batal b'kedera v'sir misham. If you have a piece of chaylev that fell into a kedera, and as we said before in the Ramah, it needs to be removed. And lo and behold, the nafal kedera cheres that fell into another pot of soup, that's kosher. Tzorach lachzer levatal b'shishim. You need another shishim times the actual volume of the piece. And that's even if it fell in another 1,000 pots. In other words, you dunk it into a pot, remove it, dunk it to another pot. Maybe it happened. You didn't know it was chaylev. You thought it was shuman, and then you found out it was chaylev. So we don't say that after every pot, some of the volume gets minimized from the chaticha. But we say that there's two different, a very big distinction between the tam ha'isser, which is the taste, and the isser itself. The isser itself doesn't become dismite through being put into another pot, and I feel 100 times. V'chein lo'olam. V'chein im nafal k'deira harishayna beis pamim. What happens if it falls into one kedera? You remove it, and then it falls again. So why don't you say it's the same thing as if it fell into a different kedera, so you'll need two times shishim? Ein tzarich rashishim pam achas kenegda. You only need 60 times. And the Rama tells us to look in Tzadik Dalet where the Shulchan Aruch is the one that says that if a spoon has tam basar and you stick it into milk, and then you stick it again into the milk, the first time you need shishim keneged the 60 of basar, and the tam basar. And then, since the hot milk went into the spoon and created basar b'cholov, you'll need another shishim keneged the kezayis of basar b'cholov. But the Ramah over there argues, and as the Goyin explains, that we're not machmir on the basar b'cholov because that's min b'minoi in the milk. And we say that really midaraisa it's batel chad betray, so we're not going to be machmir to need pamayim shishim. So the same thing, the Ramah l'shitasa over here.